Well, I hope everybody's happy today. Hope everybody is in a good spirit, worshiping and loving the Lord. Over here, we have been having some wonderful meetings, and everybody seems to be in a good spirit. They're praising the Lord, and the wonderful blessings of God are flowing. We had our meeting down in Alexandria, and we was there at a Catholic cathedral. It's a very big church, and a very beautiful church, and it was a college also, as to many connecting rooms. But the Lord blessed us in a great mighty way, and they said some miracles took place, and they were excited. I think the benches held about at least 1,500 people or more in the church. It was a terrific size church. As a matter of fact, I'd mentioned to Ron, it probably take hundreds of millions of dollars to build a cathedral in the college. But anyway, we had a wonderful time. The people were in such a good spirit. And people just kept praising and loving the Lord. And then from Alexandria, we come over into Cairo. And to come into Cairo, we started service this morning in Brother Emil's church. And a very fine brother. And it's not a real big church, but there were so many people inside and outside until I couldn't get up to the sacred dance. I pushed inward and they pushed outward. Every time I'd get up about three or four, they'd push me back about two or three. And it was just absolutely packed so tight that you couldn't even squeeze in between them. All the seats was filled, the aisles were filled, and outside around the windows was filled, and around the front door was filled. And I was shocked when I finally got up to the platform. I couldn't figure out first how I was ever going to get to the platform, because we tried and tried. Two or three tried to get us to, and they just weren't going to give up their place. So finally, when I got to the platform, I sat down and I just kind of looked up, kind of side-like looked up, and all of a sudden I realized, well, there was a square-looking long thing with little narrow places around it like windows, and I saw faces staring at me from up there, and I found out that they was on the housetop, and somebody told me there's about 300 people up there. So they were everywhere, and the Lord blessed us, and we ministered to them. It's a little difficult sometimes to minister to people because of having to go through an interpreter, but that's the way it is on the fields, the foreign fields. And of course, I really don't know. We've got a conference still coming up, and Brother Millett said that the way this thing had spread, that he was expecting thousands at the conference. As a matter of fact, he called me yesterday, I believe it was, and he was so excited. And he said, Brother Pike said, nothing like this has ever happened before in Alexandria. Said they've never had a meeting like this before. And said, it's just, you know, it's so overwhelming to them. So we went on till 5 o'clock in the morning. I believe it was 5 o'clock in the morning or something, even after we left. And here's a little bit of the meeting that we had here as to the morning service. It's, of course, an interpreter, so you just have to kind of listen real close.
The Bible said Lazarus died, the angels carried him to Abraham's bosom. But the rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. And seeing Abraham and Lazarus afar off, across the great gulf. الخلال القوة العظيمة كده بص لها نفس عاد بحطة من الوحي.
The rich man that Lazarus come dip his finger in some water. وطلب البني آدارت لعذر يجي وبالطرف أصبعه برد لساني.
And he had cool my tongue.
يا ريت برد لساني ده لساني مولع.
Right, tormented in these places.
لأنني معذب في هذا اللئيم.
So that we know that there is a place called hell.
عشان كده احنا لازم نتأكد ونعرف انه في مكان اسمه جحيم.
And God did not make it so that people would go to hell.
وربنا ما عملش الجحيم علشان انت تروح في الجحيم. لا.
The Bible says the time of God's anger, he created it for the devil and his angels.
لكن ده صنع الرب في وقت غضبه للملائكة الصائقين لإبليس وملائكته.
He was upset with the devil and he did it because of that.
ربنا صنع مكان الجحيم ده علشان الشياطين الساقطة.
But the Bible teaches because many people have given themselves over to Satan.
لكن الكتاب المقدس بيعلمنا لأنه في ناس سلموا حياتهم بالكامل للشيطان.
That hail from beneath has moved itself to meet thy coming.
فالهاوية من تحت كده تحركت واحتفلت. فإنها تكسب الناس الخطاط دول عشان يوصلوا ليه.
And it has enlarged itself without mesh.
وزعت نفسها الهاوية بكيفية كبيرة جدا عشان تسال عدد كبير جدا.
It is very grievous to God.
إنه شيء محزن لقلب الله.
That we should throw our lives away.
أننا نأخذ حياتنا ونبعدها بعيدا.
And we put in the bottomless pit.
ونوضع في تلك الحفرة وفي جحيم هذه الحفرة.
Look across the great gulf.
وننظر من خلال الفجوة إلى الله العظيم.
When you are in hell.
لما تروح جهنم.
Look across the great gulf of the bottomless pit.
أنت هتبص من خلال هذه الفجوة الكبيرة التي بين الجحيم والسماء.
And you see the others in paradise.
وهتشوف ناس كتير من القديسين في الفردوس.
Alright, let me explain just for a minute.
خلينا أشرح لكم الموضوع ده لمدة دقائق.
What is the difference between sleeping and dying?
الفرق بين الرقاد النوم والموت.
There is a definite difference.
طبعا في فروق كثيرة.
So when we say sleep, what do we mean?
اللي لما نرقد ده بننام احنا بنقصد ايه؟
It means that your spirit as a Christian departs your body.
ده معناه انك يا اخ يا اخت يا مؤمنة لما تنام روحك تطلع وتفارق الجسد.
Your body is a temple of God.
لانه الجسد هو هيكل الله.
Death has no power over the temple of God.
وإيه رأيك الموت ملوش سلطان على هيكل الله.
So then your body lays down to rest.
عشان كده جسدك ينام في سلام.
Your angelic being on the inside has been translated into the kingdom of God.
لكن كيانك الملائكي اللي جواك نفسك تنتقل إلى حضرة الله القدسين.
And that spirit is in the presence of Almighty God.
وروحك تذهب لتيت كيما تكون في حضرة الله.
For the kingdom of God is within you.
طبعا ملكوت الله موجود جوانا.
For God is the spirit.
لأن الله روح.
So then our spirit translated into the spirit of Christ.
لذلك لما أرواحنا تنتقل بواسطة روح الله القدوس.
That means that our spirit is taken with the power, the blessing, the glory, the protection of God to the extent that it can never perish.
ده معناه ان الروح القدس اللي فينا يحفظ ارواحنا التي هي ساكنه في اجسادنا ويحفظها من الهلاك. مش ممكن ابدا ارواحنا تهلك. ده مضمون ضمان ابدي.
From the very first moment that you're born again, you never sin anymore. من اللحظة اللي انت تخلص لفيها ما فيش خطية أبدا تحسب عليك. That's why the Bible teaches that you are God. لذلك فالكتاب يحدثنا ويقول علينا احنا المؤمنين اننا آلهة. That's why Jesus called you God. وده الامر اللي من اجله الرب يسوع قال اما قلت انكم آلهة. انتوا آلهة. And when they wanted to stone Jesus to death. لما ربنا يسوع قال كده كانوا عاوزين يرجموه وموتوه. Jesus said, for what good work do you stone? قال لهم ترجموني لأي عمل حتى ليه ترجموني. We do not stone you for a good work. قالوا لهم احنا مش بنرجمك عشان عملت عمل حسن. But being a man, you make yourself God. لكن وانت انسان قلت انك اله. Because he said, I am the son of God. لانه قال انا ابن الله. Would you say that you are a son of God? تقدر تقول انك انت ابن لله وانت بنت لله. Raise your hand. Hallelujah. Then should we stone you to death because you made yourself God? ايه رأيك نرجموك للموت لانك انت قلت انك ابن لله.
Well, that's about all that we can project right now, but that's a good preview, and you'll have to come back for the rest of it. Anyway, the people are real enthusiastic, and I'm sitting here looking at it on video. Brother Dwight has it on video, and I'm looking at it on video. There's a crowd of folks. I hope that you've really enjoyed a little bit of it today. Pray for us, because we've got a few more meetings here in Egypt. In Cairo, I think there's about 15 million people in Cairo, and I think there was about 7 million or more down in Alexandria. And you pray, because we leave from here going over into Israel. And we've got 3 or 4 meetings in Israel, I believe at least 4. And just pray for the meetings here, because here in Cairo there's still great expectancy. We've only preached once here, and we've got to go back tonight to preach at Brother Emil's, and then after that there's 1 or 2 other places. As a matter of fact, I believe that there is a Catholic church here also. Brother Ron says there is, that there's a Catholic church here that we're going to minister in, and I don't know how big it is, whatever it is, but you pray that God will make our journey successful. And I'd like to say I really appreciate the brothers and sisters on the home front that are doing the things that they are doing in the behalf of world evangelism. And of course, that means that you're partakers. If you bid at God's speed, then you are just as much partakers as we are. And you will be rewarded accordingly as to the winning of souls. These people really need deliverance here. You pray that God will help us, not only here, but to give us the open doors and hearts of the people we need in Israel. There is a breaking at last in Israel. And there are the Messianic Jews that are really stirred. And just recently, they even had a parade, got together and paraded through the streets of Israel with signs or t-shirts saying that we are the Messianic Jews. So it's really got a stir going. So that means that, like we've told you, that the end of the world is here. And because of that, the Jews are on the verge of turning to God. But first, they must go through the tribulation period. The Lord is raising them up and converting more and more. So then you remember us in prayer. We're remembering you night after night. We love you, appreciate you from my heart. And we're asking God to bless you. And do whatever you can to work with us on that end. We did get the literature through even after all the problems. And I don't know just exactly what we're going to get to do with it, but we do have it here. And I'm sure that God will make a way for us to distribute for his glory, or put it into hands, will do that. And when we get home, which will be about, I guess, 10th through 11th of February, somewhere along there. Then we'll talk to you about some of the things that God's doing in this country and make preparations for another crusade. So until then, the Lord bless you. Let me pray with you just before we go off the air. Precious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for these people and for their efforts. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that's been poured out upon little Bethlehem, that her light should shine around the world. And dear wonderful God, that the people would strive for holiness and righteousness, to be a light that men may see their light around the world. And dear wonderful God, that their lives should orbit around one thing, and that is to live, to do for your cause and for your glory, that they might be one of the great shining lights, and Father, that they might be part of world evangelism, Lord, in hurling the gospel around the world, that in the day when we all stand before you in the judgment, we can hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of the Lord that was prepared for thee from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered and you fed me, I was naked and you clothed me, I was sick and in prison and you visited with me. So let's remember this. Let's remember this. Let's not lose our vision. Let's not get weary in well-doing. But let's remember this. Let's shake ourselves and awake. The Bible said when they awoke, they saw his glory. So then let's do this. Let's do this. Heavenly Father, grant that this might be among the people, that this might continue with the people. Oh God, grant that this might be the blessing upon them that you will give to them and their little ones. Oh Lord, supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory. And oh Lord, heal their bodies. Father, make them whole and make them sound. Make them courageous, Lord. Make them devout and devoted. I pray that you'd inspire them and encourage them, oh God, in every way, and take care of them, Lord, while we're away. I ask you to do this, Heavenly Father, in the wonderful name of your precious, loving Son, Jesus. God bless you. Bye until we see you again.